dude, are you on TV? Like,
what up, though? It's your boy Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men with your host Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men with your host Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men with your host Steve the Dean Williams.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, I got the man mindset, Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute, I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time!
All right. All right, man. We got a good two-hour show for y'all, man. All right, let's get it. What's going on, everybody? All my chat room dogs, what's good with y'all? Shout out to my dogs out there. First off, give love to the, excuse me, the 179. I always give a shout out. Appreciate y'all guys. That day was infinite because that was the most likes we ever had on the show. So I appreciate that. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to all my dogs in the chat room. This in the chat room, give y'all guys a shout out. Hopefully y'all guys are doing well. For you guys, not you ladies. Ladies, I give y'all your own separate shout out. But for my guys out there, all my dogs out there, come on, this is what I ask y'all to do. Please go ahead and take a moment and go ahead and get your notebooks out. I have so many of you guys. I even, matter of fact, I had a client that he tell me he listens to the show, but when I tell you get your notebooks out, write down information, y'all aren't doing it. And this is why y'all failing. Now I say take your notes, get these notes out. All this stuff is going to connect to the product that you get. Excuse me. Also, the guys out there, if you're brand new, make sure you get your puzzle pieces, all right? Gentlemen, if you have a question, put a Q in there, okay? That means if you're talking to a woman, you have a question about the game, put a Q in there. If you're talking to a woman and she says something that threw you off, you don't understand it, put a W in there, okay? And if you're texting a woman right now and everything's starting to go to the left versus get where you needed to go ahead and put a T in there. Let us see the text, and we might need a little more information from you, okay? But also, I want to give a shout-out to the ladies out there, man. I appreciate the ladies out there. Ladies, how y'all doing? What's good? Also, gentlemen, the lines are open. We have a two-hour show. We're going to kick it for 2 hours, so let's get into it. Enough me talking. Enough you guys out there. Gentlemen, I say, and again, I want to say thank you for all you guys out there. If you get a chance, go ahead and like, subscribe, and go ahead and pass this along, because the information that we give you is stuff that really no one really talks about in the game, okay? So, I try to do the thing, but I'll take a question first, okay? How do you talk about yourself with a woman for a conversation? you talk about yourself like, oh, I used to do this and that without asking questions or without interviewing her. Well, I'll give you an example. What I want you to do, Sauce, just you, Sauce, okay, because you asked the question. What I want you to do is just throw something a woman will say to you. Like, y'all sit down at the table, throw something a woman will say to you. I just want this just for Sauce, and because he asked the question. And I want to show you how game works, because I want you to see that I'm not waiting for an answer. I already got the answer here. So go ahead and tell me something a woman would say to you. Sauce, just Sauce, okay? J-Dog, man, appreciate the tuition, man. Much love to you, man. Shout out to you, J-Dog. I appreciate the love, man. Shout out, man. Thank you for the tuition. Appreciate that shit, man. Much love to you, man. But, yeah, Sauce, go ahead and just hit me with that, okay? Hit me with something real quick that a woman will say, and I'm going to show you not only where I'm going to get it off, but how I'm going to try to maneuver to push it towards where I wanted to go. Now, what's so good about what you're about to learn right here, Sauce, is that I'm not waiting for a thought, because I've created that thought. And that's what we're going to be talking about today in these 2 hours. We're going to be talking about that. And don't forget, guys, the first hour, top of the second hour, we're going to go ahead and do the creed. So I just want to let y'all guys know, we always do the creed at the top of the next hour, because I don't want to bombard you guys with everything on the first hour, okay? So, Sauce, just let me know something. You hit me up. Sauce, just something she says, and I'm going to show you how I will take what she says and benefit me and take it where I want it to go, okay? So whenever you're ready, just let me know, but I got to continue with the show. Until you're ready, you just let me know. Just say it. All right, gentlemen, when someone asks me, Steve, why is it hard for you to sleep? I did another one. Freelance Rowan told me to do a 5:30 TikTok. I did a 5:30 TikTok. For all my TikTok aficionados, go to the Man Mindset TikTok. I did a 5:30 one a few days ago. But when you begin to cross over and learn game, it begins to have you keep pushing yourself unlike you've never even imagined before, gentlemen. Unlike you have ever before. How's your day? Wait, hold on. Let me get this. Steve. I saw the Batman movie, but you know, the thing about it, I'll talk about that in the second hour. The Batman movie was great, but it shows how cults are formed from being victims, man. Okay. Shows me how, when you say H, what does H mean? What does an H mean? I don't know what an H means, man, but I'm going to put that up. I'm going to mark that, but I don't know. I do W's for women, T for texting, and Q for questions. I don't know what H means. Okay, how was my day? All right, now I'm going to tell you how I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. I'm showing you the playbook before I even tell you what I'm about to say, but I want you to see this. Now, you're asking how my day is. How can I answer that to benefit me? Now, look, I want you to look at this real quick. Let me pull it up real quick. Okay. Now, remember, how my day is A, okay? And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to move it to a B, and then I'm going to move it to a C, okay? Now, remember, I'm just going to take how was your day, move it from an A to a B to a C. A, I'm going to answer the question. B, I'm going to redirect, not the question, but redirect the conversation. And C, I'm going to set up the kiss with those three things. Okay, I'm going to show you. I'm just letting you know how the mind works. Okay, how was my day? Well, to be honest with you, I can tell you how some of my day is. Up until the moment you and I met, I can tell you that when I woke up this morning, I felt good because I knew that I was going to give you the opportunity to meet me. When I woke up and took a shower and I read your text message, it kind of made me smile because I was thinking about ways that I could make you not only maybe touch yourself. Wait, I don't know how deep you – oh, this is the first day. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sauce. Hold on, Sauce. I'm sorry. Let me shift that. I'm sorry, Sauce. I'm shifting that to the second. Oh, my bad. All right, let me back that up. I was take the first one. My day was good because, you know, I was looking forward to seeing what's behind that smile of yours. Okay, I'm going to shift that up. That's how my day was. But I can't necessarily tell you how the rest of my day is because I'm in the now and I'm in the moment with you right now. I mean, just look at you. you that beautiful smile, those eyes, and all those other things. What I'm trying to figure out is not tell you how my day is. It's figuring out when am I going to slide over there, look you in your deep brown, blue, gray, green eyes, whatever, right? Whisper something smooth in your ear and lean in and do this. And then I will go in and give her the kiss. And that's just taking it for a high day. Okay, wait, I'm going to throw another one. Okay, let's throw that aside. How was your day? Let's say you got a text message. How was your day? Well, I can't tell you how good my day is until you, what are you doing right now? Well, I was just checking on you, just starting my morning and everything, getting ready for work, about to take a shower. You know what? Well, let me tell you how my day is after you and I go live on the air and me watching you wash your body the way you want me to touch, kiss, and lick on your body. And then I'll tell you how my day was. Okay. So what you see there, Sauce, okay, is the two examples. Well, kind of like 2.5 because I kind of went somewhere else. But what I'm doing is I'm going to answer it, but I'm also going to lead her where I want to take this. I'm never going to let her have the lead. But I'm going to talk a little bit about where a lot of people get stumped on certain things, okay? Tyler, I'll push that in there in a second. Give me a second. I'll answer that in 1 second. Check the phone lines. So hold on, let me see. Give me a second. Let me refresh the lines. Okay, so yeah, the lines are open. But yeah, so let me explain something to you real quick before we get into answering those other two questions. See, for a lot of you guys out there, because you're not at necessarily working on your mindset and how you need to keep cultivating your mind, keep growing your mind, keep expanding your mind, you begin, when you're not really studying and working on yourself, you begin to pick up messages from women that are the wrong message. And what happens is that what you don't understand, and this is very important, if you're not working on yourself, your mind then is going to start trying to establish an identity for you, or it's going to reach back and grab the old one that you have because it needs answers to certain things, especially when you are the one telling yourself what to do. And a lot of people don't even see what I'm saying, because so many guys, you don't work on yourselves. And when you don't work on yourself every day, it's looking for answers to questions and stuff. Okay. And see, when your mind is left unchallenged, okay, how you think, how you move, okay, what happens, because it starts to establish an identity for you, your mindset will then start to take you to places that you don't want to go. And the places they want and they take you are places that hold you down from who you are and hold you back from who you are, okay? I'll talk more now. Let me grab a quick question real quick. Why didn't you say something you say, I guess H means her. Why didn't you say something when I first accepted your friend request? Well, here's the problem. I'm going to answer that one. But I never want you to ever tell a woman this ever again. I'm gonna answer this for you. But listen to me. If you over here fucking with us and you send somebody some kind of invite, you better back that shit up with your bid. You better back it up with your bid. I'm going to help you with this, but let this be the last time. Because you're already starting off bad. Because the woman is asking you for answers that of things that you should have already had told her, which puts you in a weak position. Okay? Now, I'm going to just say this one time, because I don't know how long it's been. I don't know the time gap and why you didn't say something. Well, the reason why I didn't say nothing is because at the time when I hit you up, I thought I said something to you. I thought I had my message in there, but my bad, it's on me. I didn't just hit send. And what I was going to say when I first sent you the friend request what have you, was I just wanted to let you know why I came over here and what my intentions were. I thought you read it and everything, and you just chose not to move that way, but I see that you never got it. And the reason I hate saying that shit is because you're already in a bad position when you accept a woman's request and you're not putting your bid in. That's what surface dwellers do. So don't do that. Do not do that anymore. All right, when the woman says, I love you, okay, I love me too. I think that's awesome. And you know what? I appreciate how you feel. But, and Tyler, this is where I'm going to give you a fucking F. You have failed. Because every fucking woman you deal with, you had better tell that motherfucking woman where you stand with her. And you didn't tell her where you stood. So you fail. All you other guys, Tyler, you fail. I'm going to talk to the other guys, the winners. Always let a woman know where you stand. And once you let her know where you stand, and she says she loves you, you go ahead and take that love. Don't judge her. Don't say anything. But you back up what you spoke about before. I appreciate you love me. I know how feelings are and all this stuff, and I'm not here to trample or make you feel bad or anything like that. But listen, this is where we're at right now. We're just chilling. We're just having a good time. And as I told you before, I'm not looking for anything long-term or any kind of certain kind of relationship. I just want someone I can spend a little bit of time with. And that's how you got to handle that, man. Don't ever let a woman tell you how she feels and you don't let her know where you stand. All right, let's keep going, man. Let's keep going. Another question. Sauce, how do you talk about yourself, calm, and keep it occupied? Answer your question. I just answered your question. What do you mean? How do you talk about yourself? It's why you need to text the toolkit in the conversation classes, man. I don't understand what you mean by that. I don't understand what you're saying. Yeah, listen, I know it's on you. So next time, this is what I'm talking about right here for you, y'all guys out here. When you are not working on yourself, and let me give you an example. You'll watch a YouTube, and then you just go about your own merry way. You'll watch this show and go about your own merry way. As a student of the game, you are always working on yourself. And when you don't, and because most of you don't work on yourself, what happens is that your mind begins to take over, okay? It's going to take you where you want to go. And you're going to develop something which you may call hindsight, so bit. You're going to have this ability to observe things, but how you observe them is going to be the reason why it's going to take you down. Because you're not building any self-worth. You're not making it about you. And when you don't make it about you, what happens is that you're going to feel like you're lucky when you meet a woman. And as soon as you begin to feel lucky, that's where you're going to lose. Because most of you guys out there just don't understand the work that it's going to really take for you to make the change. Okay? And every day that you're in theater number one, and every day that you're telling yourself, I'm not good enough, and every day you say to yourself, she chose someone over me, and every day you make her your top priority versus your own self. No matter how strong you think your mind is or how strong you think you actually are, there will always be whispers and words of doubt in your ear from your mind that are holding you back right now. Because there you go. No one else can make those words shut up but you. You are the only one that can do it. Let me check the questions y'all have for me. You are the only one that can do it. Nobody else can do that for you. Let's see here. She made it clear she knew where I stood, even before I said I love you. So I well, then why you ask me the fun question, man? Don't show off, Tyler. Don't do that. Ask a question because you asked the question. Don't come with the answer act like you knew what it was. Don't do that shit. All right, Tyler, I tell you, don't do that shit. I got love for you. Do not do that shit. I don't like show offs. I don't like fucking people that show off. Ask a fucking question that you need a question to ask and don't show the fuck off. Don't play that shit. Let's get to the next one. Okay, this girl told me, I don't do relationships no more, only booty calls. But you've already lost, man. This is what, if a woman is telling you what you got to do, you've already lost because of the lack of experience that you have, Jay. The problem is she saying she doesn't do relationships because it sounds like you trying to get in a relationship. She does booty calls, and then you don't this is what I'm saying about you. Young man, look, young man, you young in the game. So this is, I'm not going to answer this question for you because you're missing the whole entire point of why you are in the women, you're in the bitch position. Why you're losing right now, because you don't have a game plan set for yourself to move the way you need to move. And all you're doing is you're letting and waiting for life to happen to you. A woman should never tell you these kinds of things. What a woman should be telling you, kind of like with Tyler, is I love you. I miss you. I'm thinking about you. When can I see you? When can I get some of that? You know what I mean? All that stuff. But what you're doing is because you have a lack of experience with women. Because you don't understand how to make shifts in your sexual side. You don't understand how to be smooth. You don't understand how to be sensual. You don't understand how to be a little bit freaky or dirty or nasty, because when a woman's talking that way, then and you sit there and you blink your eyes, man, please don't even leave that woman alone, dog. And she's just going to chew you up and spit you out, young man. She's going to chew you up and spit you out, man. What do you do when she blocks you? What do you do when she blocks you and then unblocks you? The same thing I do if she blocked me and unblocked me again. I live my life. Listen, they're going to get mad. They're going to walk away. They're going to date other people. They're going to find ways to make you mad. They're going to find ways to make you jealous. They're going to go away. But Mr. OH, when you have game, that's why I always say candle in the window, because my brother, at the end of the day, when you light this motherfucker and put this goddamn thing on the window, sir, it's telling her she can always come back. She can always come home. So if she unblocks you, okay, cool. They will reach out in due time. And when they reach out, it's what you do in that moment that's going to make and break things. Don't be mad at her. Don't be in your feelings. I can't believe you blocked me. No. You know what? What's going to throw her off is if you act like you never missed a beat with her. Some women are going to go away for days, weeks, and months. But when they come back, you got to make them feel like they never left at all. Once you make them feel like they never left at all, that's when you start seeping your drug in them. Your drug should make them feel and make them lose time. Your drug should make her feel like the only woman in the world. Your drug should make her smile, laugh, blush, think, and react off of the drug of how you communicate with her. So what I'm saying to you, my brother, relax on that shit. Don't sweat it, because they always going to come back one way or another. It's when they come back how you going to act. Now, if there's disrespect, which you didn't say, that's a whole totally different thing. But right now, let me keep going. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Let's see. Dime Time is asking the question. Give me a good example of self-talk. How can you use the practice self-doubt? That's holding me back. Okay, Dime Time. Top of the hour. That'll be for you when you decreed. Staying here at the top of the hour. Top of the hour. I'm going to show you what you should say to yourself, okay? Top of the hour, sir. I got you covered. Woman is saying, I put my bid in with her before, and she said that she was in a relationship. Well, Jay, I want you to think about this for a second. If I'm hollering at a woman, put my bid in, she tells me she has a man, right? That's cool. But let me ask you a question. What have you scribed for that moment when she says to you, I'm free? What do you scribe that moment she messages you back, or that moment where she gives you a hint that I'm single right now and I'm not ready to be in a relationship? Remember, young man, like I keep telling you, don't live for the present. Create your future and drive her towards that future. Don't sit and wait. Y'all, we're too busy either living in the past, gentlemen, living in the past, or we're too busy in the present. We never, let me check the phone lines. I'm sorry, let me check the phone lines real quick. 619, I got you. One second. I'm sorry, 619. 1 second, 619. Give me one more second. What I'm saying is, Jay, great question, but I'm going to talk about that in 1 second. Let me grab this call real quick, but listen, we got to get you out of the past and in the present, and we got to start getting you to create your future. So give me a second. Let me grab this call real quick, and I got you guys. 619, what's your question? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Dean?
Shit, you got it, brother. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. I just want to know, how do you talk about yourself or conversation with a woman? Because all I do is ask questions, and like, do you talk about yourself in a way where, like, oh, I used to do this and that?
No, Sauce, I just talk. Okay, give me something a woman has said to you. Just anything. Come on, out of the blue. We just did it, but you're not paying attention.
What you doing?
What am I doing right now? What I'm doing is I'm thinking of a million ways right now to see when I'm going to make my move to get you to smile enough to lean in and kiss you. What I'm doing right now is to look in your eyes, and I'm trying to figure out what makes you different from everybody else. What separates you from everybody else? That's what I'm trying to find out. I'm going to give you another. What I'm trying to find out, you know it right now, is what is behind that smile. I want to know things about you that you don't tell anybody. And what I'm trying to figure out for myself is how I'm going to move to get you to feel safe enough around me to start telling me things that you never told anybody else before. You see what I'm saying, dog? I'm never going to ask a question.
I can do a little bit of that.
What's up, brother?
I can do a little bit of that, you know?
Nah, well, you got to learn how to do a lot of that, brother. You got...
Yeah, what were you saying?
I say you got to learn how to do a lot of that. I want you to think about this for a second. Think about this for a second, okay? Think about, always talk about standing on your square and think about your four, okay? Remember, 2 + 2 = 4, right? But remember, you can always get to your four in different equations in different ways. 3 + 1, 12 / 3, 16 / 4, 20 - 24. It doesn't matter. As long as I get towards my four, which is leading her towards the first four of several fours. The first four is getting trust. The second four is getting sexual trust. The four of how I'm going to talk to her, land, sea, air, and space, texting, voicemail, video. They're all different, but they're all different equations of four because it's still me. I'm never going to do 2 + 2 = 5 and let her dictate how I move. I'm always going to keep on top and stand on what I'm doing. Does that make any sense, sir?
Okay. Well, that makes sense, and I'll take that and I'll use it. But the reason what I'm really asking is, like, you're on a date, and you're trying to have a conversation, and you talk about yourself like, oh, well, I used to be this. I used to do that.
I don't talk about it. I talk about myself. Okay, what are you doing Wait, stop. All right. You're at home right now. You and I are both at home. You're at your house. I'm in my castle. Well, you're both in our castles, all right? Now, what are you scribing? What are you going to do as soon as you see her? What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah. I'll get her a hand. I'll throw her around.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'll smell her, tell her how good she smells.
Okay.
And, yeah, I'll bring her into it, tell her how good she smells.
Okay.
And, take her into the coffee shop.
Okay, and, then what you going to do?
We're having a conversation.
About what?
We're having a conversation.
About what?
I'm asking about her life.
I don't
know. What she's doing
and
all that.
You've already lost. Why? Why do you want to know about her? You don't care about her life.
I'm talking about myself. And I'm talking about myself, such as, well, I used to be this and that. And I'm talking about myself.
Wait. Please. Well, hold on, 772. I got you. Let's do this again, 619, because you're asking a question. You ain't talking about shit. Now, let me bring you back in. So stop all that shit you're saying. You ain't talking about shit.
Yeah, man, I'm here.
All right, so here we go. Boy, it sure is cold outside. And what you going to say?
Sure, it's cold outside. yeah, it is pretty cold. The winter or the rain or the wind is very cold outside right now. And maybe we should have, wear jackets and wear a beanie. I don't know. Where's your beanie at? Where's your jacket at? I don't know. It's cool, whatever.
That's what the fuck you going to say?
Yeah.
Why? Where's that leading? Where are
I'm
you taking that?
Spruce her up.
You're just repeating what she's saying. She said it's cold outside. Oh. Yeah, it's cold outside. Yeah. So fucking what? What are you going to do with that? It's cold outside.
Just continue to be like, oh, wow.
How can I take that and put me in a position of four? It's cold outside.
Four.
You're four.
Oh,
where are you
cold
meeting
outside.
Her to? So it's cold outside. Then what? What's up?
Kind of cold outside. Maybe just put my jacket around you. And
all right,
kiss,
that's close. That's okay. But would you rather put your jacket around her or you around her?
Jacket. I'm going to say jacket.
Wait. Maybe you misheard what I said. Would you rather put your jacket around her or you around her?
I guess me, man, but I believe jacket because I just put her jacket on me and I can
continue. All right, well, I
got to
let you go, man. All right, thank you, man. I got. If you want to put a jacket around a woman versus you, you're in the wrong place. If she's saying it's cold outside, well, then let me bring you a little bit closer to me so I can warm you up. You don't want the jacket to do something that you can do. Come on, man. I got to let them go off that shit. 772, what's your question, brother? What's up, man?
Yes, sir. You mentioned before, never tell a king what he could do, only tell him what he should do, because a
yes.
lion learns his own
yes.
trick. You mentioned the tutors. I haven't seen it. About
yes,
the king who was crying, and then the guy snapped him out of it. Have
yes,
you seen
tutor.
The
yes.
Batman?
He lost his queen. He lost his queen. He started
yes.
crying, but he said that the king that I forgot, he's not ruling. He's too busy sulking, and if he leaves his fucking land the way it is, people going to take it over. But what's your question?
Have you seen the Batman?
Yes.
At the end, when the Riddler was in the jail cell crying, and the Joker said, "You are just starting some loves a comeback," and he snapped
yes.
out of it, and he stood up laughing with him. Is that what you mean by
no?
He basically, the Joker told him,
"No,
you are a king."
Okay. No. Because that's more. You got. That's a loser just being a loser, talking to another loser.
Okay.
He's not telling me anything about winning. What I'm saying is, if you're sitting around sulking and you're sad and all this other stuff, who's guarding the kingdom? Who's taking care of your kingdom? That means you're open to get ran through, meaning that the next time you meet a woman, because your nose is open, that means she could come into your world and fuck it all up, brother.
I'll get you. Okay, sir.
Yeah,
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, but great call. But remember, one thing you should learn from that movie, which was a great movie, was the way the cult, the 500 suckers that follow that fucking fool, because they believe that idiotic shit he was saying. Remember,
yeah.
remember, that's the same shit with that red pill shit. It's always victims. All he was a victim.
So
what
yeah,
he did was he
right.
found 500 victims that believed in him being a victim, and they followed that motherfucker. So you just got to remember that, okay?
I get you, sir. Thank you. Thank
okay?
You.
All right. Good call, though. Good call, brother. Good call. All right. Let's bring it back. 619, what's your question, man? What's up, man? I got a show to do. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Dean? Me again, man. You ain't feeling me, bro. You know what you just said, man? I fuck
dog.
With that too, man. That's exactly what you're talking about, and that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Dog, what can I help you with, dog? I got a show up. What's your question, man? What's up?
All right, cool, man. Anyway, well, we talked and we know and we understood each other. Anyways, I just want to know what no fat is, and do you fap?
What do I do no fap?
No fap. Yeah, what is no fap, and do you fap? Because
okay.
I used to couple pairs of cream.
But why are you asking me about something that we don't do over here? You know I
don't
do that because I'm a man. Well, I'm a man. I don't do bitch shit. You should already know that's bitch shit. So
then
why
introduction, man? You're always no fap. You said the red pill and PUAs don't
yeah.
teach no fap.
Excuse me.
They're teaching
you know
no fap that you don't fap, so you fap.
Who says I fap? What the fuck are you talking about?
That's what I got from you, bro.
No, well, hey, listen. This isn't the right place for you, big dog. You need to go back over to the red pill side. This ain't for you, man. You're better off. I agree with you. I think you should no fap and do all that. No fap, flap, flap.
No, fap. Flap
and all that stuff. I think you should. You're in the wrong place, big guy.
Understood.
This isn't for you. Yeah, I'm absolutely sure. I think you're better off across the street. We're not here. We're here to teach guys how to be men.
I love being, bro.
No. This is not for you. So take care of yourself and goodbye. See that, guys? You just let them go. Let them agree with them and let them go, man. We don't do that stupid-ass shit over here. All right, let's see here. I'm going to keep going with the questions. We already got your question. Let me see here. Let me see if we got that. All right, well, I told you I got you on that at the top of the hour. Let me see here. Steve S., I need you to put a question. If you have a question, put a cue there. I'll answer, but just put a cue. Follow what these guys are saying. Just put a cue there. This is the same girl that said she only do booty calls. But, see, Jay, I don't care what she is. You're too busy looking at the opponent. You're too busy looking at the chess pieces, my brother. And the thing that I'm trying to get you to see is the board. Stop looking at the opponent. Stop looking at the chess pieces. Why don't you look at what you need to do versus what you think you should do, my brother, okay? This is where I'm trying to get you to open up your mind. What I'm saying to you is you should already have something installed to push her but towards her three. Remember the rule. I always call it the rule of Jill Scott. You might not know it, but listen to this. Listen.
Please, sometimes.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn. Okay, so if you can't tell her what to do, this is why you're in the position you're in right now. Because you can't tell her what to do because you don't know what to do. And if you can't lead her, she's not going to want to be with you. She just gave you an alley-oop versus a bunch of kindergartners. And yet you don't even see what was right in front of you. She told you she's not looking for a relationship. She does booty calls. And yet she's saying booty call. She's saying I'm open to fuck without saying I'm open to fuck. But you missed the mark because you don't have experience and you don't know what to do. And what's going to happen is why I say don't do it, because you're going to put extra pressure on yourself because you don't know what to do in the bedroom. You don't know how to talk to her. You don't know how to spit that flavor. You don't know how to get her working for you. See, the booty call is okay when you know what you're doing, because here is where the investment get the the return on the investment. When you do the five play, the match in the bedroom, the kissing 101, the fucking 101, the five play, the sex, and then the after play, you position yourself as someone then she needs to invest in, because the drug you gave her and the things that you have done with her are so great that she's going to invest her body, her money into you. See, it's not going to be any more about the booty call. It's going to be about, when can I see you again? When can I spend time with you? Can you come to my place? Then to a point where she's at your place and she goes into your closet while you're taking a shower and calculate. She looks at your shirt size, your pant size, your shoe size. She'll look at your colognes. And what she'll do in her mind is she will sit there and say, okay, well, I want to smell this on him. And she'll buy you her favorite cologne she wants to smell on you. That may cost $60 to $100. You never know. She might see some jewelry, maybe a watch or a bracelet or a gold chain. She wants you to see you on it, and she'll buy that. Remember, all my dogs out there, I keep telling y'all, it's just like the, look, just like the movie Purple Rain. I know it's back in 1983. So, yeah, motherfuckers that game, even before the internet, guys. Always remember the movie Purple Rain. When Prince met Apollonia, he was so smooth with it, right? When she got her first check, She went and bought the guitar. He only looked at the guitar. He was at the mall. He just looked at the guitar and walked the fuck off. When she got her first grip of money, what did she do? She bought him the guitar. And what I'm saying is when you connect with her on an emotional, physical, yes, it's a booty call, but you're selling more of yourself. You're selling, what are you going to bring to my universe? Because at that point, she's going to want to be a part of your universe. At that point, what she's going to do is start to do things for you that you can never imagine a woman's going to do. She will buy, I mean, video game, you name it. You post something, she's going to buy it for you because that's her only way to get time with you, okay? Got to look at the big picture right there, okay, brother? I want you to look at big picture. Steve S., I got you. Let me check the phone lines real quick. 619, look, I'm not, listen, wait, hold on, 919, wait, hold on. 619, please listen to me, sir. Let me just say this because I'm not going to talk to you anymore after this. This is not for you, young man, okay? Don't waste your time.
Can I ask
here,
a question?
No, you can't ask a question. Don't wait. I'm telling
you,
don't waste
your time. How do you think you're the shit?
I'm not the shit. I'm terrible. I don't know anything.
How do you
you're
think
right.
you're the
I,
shit, man?
I'm not the shit. You're right. I don't know anything. I just started yesterday. So this is not the place for you. This is not, okay? Don't get mad at me. I'm just trying to help you out, young man. You're not ready for this, okay? So don't get mad and angry
bro,
at me because
game
that's
2016, dude.
Okay, well, then why are you here? Then you don't need me. You're the one called me, sir. I'm not angry.
For a little conversation, dude. My conversation.
I don't. A little conversation. I'm not gay.
You're introducing
y'all.
New things to me.
Well,
huh?
No, I can't. Listen, brother. You are
no guy.
Okay, but sir, listen. What I'm saying, I'm trying to do you a favor here. Don't waste your time.
Why don't you understand what I said, dude?
I don't need to understand.
You don't feel my respect.
Listen, I don't need to explain myself to
you
or understand you. Okay, listen. I'm going to say it again. Now listen to me. This is not for you, okay? This is not for you, okay? So find someone else.
You're doing man shit.
Okay, wait, let me stop you. Let me pause you quick. I'm trying to talk to you, young man. I'm trying to help you out. This isn't for men, okay? My job is for all my chat room dogs that's in the chat room right now. My job is to help them the best way I can. You're not equipped or even ready for this information. So take your no-fap ass somewhere else. You don't need to be here. You don't need to be here. We don't do that bitch-ass, no-fap, gay shit. So if you are like that and you mention that, this is not for you. So like I said before, don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about. Hey, look, 619, I just started doing this yesterday. So don't listen to me. Don't even listen to me. I'm wrong.
All right, dude.
All right. Okay?
Dude.
Thank you. Take care. Good. Anyway, now we got rid of that. All right, 919, I'm sorry. How can I help you, sir? What's your question, brother? How can I help you, man?
Yeah, thank you. I was just trying to figure out how do you detect, like, manipulation early on for a woman? Because it's like, I got this one, John, she calls me. But it's like, I want to make her feel, you know, secure, and she opens up to me about, you know,
Whoa, time out. Why do you want to make her feel secure?
So that she can open up to me and tell me, you know what I'm saying, stuff that she hasn't told anybody else.
But why? What is your why? Why do you want that?
So that she can trust me, to build trust.
To do what? Then you have already lost. You've already lost. She already knows what you are. This is what you surface dwellers don't understand. You think you can hide your truth to a woman who's met you before? You can't. So all that I want to get to know you lies, and all that I want to connect to you lies, is what she hears all the time. She knows you want to fuck, and she knows you don't have experience. Because if all you want to do is fuck, then that shows how lack of experience you have. That's a damn shame. All you want to do is fuck. That's a shame. That shows the lack of experience you have, man. And she knows that. So guess what? She's playing games because the lack of experience, you're allowing her to play games. Because you don't know what to do. You said she's calling you, right?
Yeah.
And when she calls you, what did she say?
Well, I basically told her, like, it was going on, how you feeling. She was, like, she was sad because her uncle had passed away, whatever. And that's already...
And you're going to use her uncle to try to get some pussy? Come on, dude. Are you serious?
No.
Come on, man. Oh my God! When you say she's playing games, what is she doing to play games?
No, I'm not saying she's playing games. I just want to know if she's using me for like emotional support or not.
Of course. Okay.
How do I know that?
Okay. I'm say yes because you're Mark. Because let me okay. Okay, let me explain. Let me fill me out, young man. Listen to me. And I say this with love.
All right.
Your end game is fucking. Okay. So let's say your end game is a thing of water, okay, a bottle of water, okay? Fucking is your end game, okay? All right?
Yeah.
When she's talking and met you, she knows your behavior because every guy before you who tried the same bullshit you're trying, she already knows what you are. So now she knows how to position herself to get what she wants from you without giving up any pussy. Because you're so thirsty and you want to fuck so bad and you have a lack of sense of self that she's running circles around you and you don't even see it. Because think about this. She's calling you about her uncle, right? But she ain't call you to come over and fuck. But she can call you about her uncle, right?
Yeah.
She'd call you about her being sad about her uncle, right? Like you're her gay best friend. But you know the real ones, they don't call us about our uncle. We're stress relievers. You know I'm stressing. I'm a little stressed on my uncle. Can I come over there and fuck you real quick, get that off my mind? That's what it should have been. But if she's calling you because she's feeling some kind of way, then she's running game on you, big dog. You're the mark.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is what are you talking to her about outside of that? Like, how long have you known her for?
Maybe a week.
Okay, oh my God, he's so desperate. What have y'all been talking about?
Well, we getting to know each other and stuff. On the first conversation, you know, told me about.
Oh, wait, she told you. Wait, stop. Listen to what you're saying. She told me. What are you telling her? What are you telling her? Tell me what you're telling her.
I'm telling her how I operate. I'm telling her what my values are. I'm telling her what it is. I told her that I don't want to be a friend. I told her I don't want to be a friend. I don't want a relationship right now either. I was trying to get to know her and, you know, present myself to her. And, you know, so I let her know that I have standards.
What did she say when you said that?
She says, I respect the way you think, and she agrees.
Okay, but yet she's calling you about her fucking uncle and not coming over to fuck. They're so smart with this game, dog. She's smart enough to play dumb because she knows that a lot of you guys say a lot of shit that you really can't back up. And do you know how many times she has heard guys say, well, this is what I want. This is what I want. And you know what she says? Okay, well, let me test to see if that's true. And she throws something at you. And what do? You ride with it.
Okay. Can you give an example of that?
Well, you tell me. After she said, I respect that, what was the next conversation you had?
Well, after that, we was basically going on about, you know, our goals in life and our passions.
Wait. You said you don't want a relationship, right? So why would you be talking about goals and shit? That's relationship talk. Her goals and all that's relationship talk. But you just said, I don't want a relationship. Huh?
The thing is, I asked her to see if she was on a good mental level because that's the only girl I like.
Listen, you're getting played. Listen, okay. You said that I don't want a relationship, right? That's what you said. Yeah. But then on the other hand, you're asking her about her fucking goals like you really care. She knows you don't care. She knows you don't give a fuck about her goals. So you know she realized that you're full of fucking shit. Why would you talk to her about something you don't give a fuck about? You don't care about her goals, right? Let's be honest, you and I. You don't give a fuck about her goals, right?
I do. Come on. Because it's like I want to make sure that she's on a good mental.
But why do you care if you just fucking? Wait. You just said you don't want a relationship with her. All you want to do is fuck, right? That's what you said. You said you want to fuck, right? That's what you said.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
So if all you want to do is fuck, do you really care about her goals? Do you?
Yes, because I'm not going to fuck somebody that doesn't think
like
me.
Come on, I'm going to let you go. Come on, man. I'm trying to help. Brother, I'm trying to help you.
All right.
Stop lying. I'm trying to help you. Please stop lying to yourself. Now, let's do this again. You know you want to fuck her. That's all you want to do is smash. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. If all you want to do is smash, do you really give a fuck about her goals and aspirations? If all you want to do is have her face in the pillow and her ass in the air?
No.
So then why are you asking her about something you don't care about? That's where you went wrong. Why are you talking to her like you really care? You don't care. And when she picked up on that, that's when she started playing you for the sucker. Because if all you want to do is fuck, then why not ask for what you want? And that's all. I'm saying, if that's all you want, why beat around the bush? Why walk on eggshells and try to talk to her like you want a relationship with her when you specifically told her, I don't want a relationship with her? So why don't you just set it up?
That's true.
And because you didn't set it up, it showed a lack of experience. And because you have a lack of experience, what happened was she started running game on you. Because in your mind, you think you're closer to, it's like a carrot, or like, you know those cartoons where they put the carrot in front of the donkey and shit? All she's doing is playing you for a sucker, man.
Okay.
Her time is the carrot. You think because you're getting a little bit of her time that you're closer to getting her to spread her legs, and all she's doing is using you. Just rub your left shoulder, man. God damn, she's just softening up that shoulder to cry on because now she's running game on you. Because the moment you said, I don't want a relationship, and then you started asking about her goals and aspirations, you just gave your hand away, sir. Because that was a contradiction. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, man. Hey, man, you might as well charge that shit, brother. Why don't you not charge that shit, dog? Because you're her friend right now. You're her, let's have a slumber party, watch soap operas, and talk about other guys. That's what you are right now.
Damn. All right.
Wait, brother. Because you didn't stand on your four. She said she respected that and all that other stuff, and y'all stopped, the next conversation should have been setting up a time y'all get together or something. Because I don't want you wasting your time. But you wasted your time because you allow her to dictate the pace in which you were moving in. And I'm not saying rush it to the bedroom because, remember, you're at no trust. Remember, if you're just listening to me, if you're new to this, all of us, we meet women, they don't trust us. They don't. I'm included. I'm not special. They don't trust us. So until they begin to trust us, they're going to be on pins and needles and watch your every fucking move to see if you're the real deal or you're fake. And once they begin to
build that trust.
Well, wait, that's where you see, this is where you went wrong. You took a woman who thought she had value, who thought she had morals. And let me explain that for y'all, my dogs who are new to this, they don't understand this. Always remember, every woman that you run into, no matter what she is based off of her belief system, okay? That means that she's a church-going, good woman who has values, ethics, and morals. Even though she doesn't, just follow what I'm saying. Even though she believes that shit, right? She believes that to be her truth at that moment, okay? So what do you think a woman's going to think about who has values, morals, ethics, and goes to church and is a good catch for any man when that man tells her, all I want to do is fuck you? What are you saying that she is to you?
Well, she's not going to take, like...
No, no, what do you... No, what do you, What is your judgment on her? What are you calling her without even calling her it? Remember, she thinks she's got morals. Huh?
Easy, a thought, a home.
Yeah. You don't understand. This is where all these guys fuck y'all over. When you say this shit that you're saying right now, you're saying you're a whore, a slut, and you're easy. Let's fuck. And you're saying that to someone who thinks she has value. Now, I'm not saying she won't be that slut for you, but the problem is that you're saying to a woman that you don't know that you ain't shit and you're a slut. So how do you think she's going to reply to that? How do you think she's going to respond to that? Do you actually think she's going to take off her clothes and then go to the hotel with you? No, she's not going to do that.
No, sir.
She's going to say, okay, if you want to play, let's play. And we're going to play. You're going to be my gay best friend. And I'm going to set you up and make every move possible. And look where you're at right now. I mean, when you met her, you told her that you didn't want the relationship. But now guess what? Who's being the shoulder to cry on because her Uncle Johnny died? Who's running? Think about that. See that? See that, brother? Yeah. Right. So what I'm saying is this. It's okay. I'm not knocking you for wanting to have sex. I think that's great. I'm glad you want to have sex. But where the problem is that you're not playing the game right. You think that you can just walk up to any woman and say, let's go fuck and let's, you know, I want to sleep with you and all this other stuff. See, it's one thing, like I always tell my guys, I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. You know what I mean? I want to get to know you more intimate because I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to be your friend. I'll be straight up. I don't believe men and women can be friends, and I will stand on that shit. I am not here to be your friend. Even though I'm sexually attracted to you, I want to know more about you, not what you
that's
do
kind
as
of
far as your
tell her.
Nah,
that's
you you tried to tell her, but you didn't tell her the right way. Right, but no, listen, you said, right, but you, the way you said it to her, you were saying, you just put slut or whore in front of every word that you were telling her. And she took took it wrong because you placed a judgment on her that she was easy.
Okay.
And as soon as you placed a judgment on her, she then realized you were the same bottle of water she ran into last week or last night, and she knew exactly how to move. So she moved in a certain way to position herself to be able to call you to talk to you about her dead uncle because she's feeling sad. And what did you do? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And she's like, oh, you're the best gay friend I ever had. You see that? And I was just saying, you kind of like set you up for a downfall. But I got you, though. I just don't want you – what I don't want you to do, I don't want you to – don't be down on this. But what I'm saying is if you want to turn it around, this is why I always say set up the date. Set up the date. Right. Well, the reason why, because I don't want you wasting your time.
Okay.
See, right now you're in a position of whenever another guy upsets her, she'll come to you. And sometimes, I'm not saying her dead uncle ain't real. Sometimes a real man pissed her off and she's so upset, she's smart enough to say it was her dog, her cat, her uncle, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster. She can come up with anything she wants to call you and you like, oh, let's talk about it. Tell me how you feel. So that's not, I don't want to hear that shit, man. If you want to call about someone that passed away, I'm not the one to talk to. I'm not the one to talk to. And yes, it's going to make me an asshole, but that's a check. Good. I want to be that asshole. Now, I don't call me about your dead uncle. I'm not the one to talk about that shit. And then listen. After we fuck and you want to talk about your dead uncle? Shit. You could tell me when he used to push you on the swing and buy you ice creams and lollipops if you want to. But if we ain't fucking, I don't want to hear that shit. But after I get my nut, we get done fucking. Man, you can tell me all about your dead uncle, bro. You can tell me how he used to open up a can of Coke 45 and shit. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, brother? So, nah, man, don't fall in that bullshit trap, okay, brother?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll throw you back in, man. If you got another question, let me know, man. Call back. 661, what's your question, guy? How can I help you, brother? Guy, we'll do the creed 1 second. How can I help you, 661? What's up, brother?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, how can I help you?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, listen, so I was looking at one of your videos. Oh, shit. I was looking at one of your videos, and then it was talking about, like go for the emotion, not the...
Yes.
Not the, what is it called? Not the feeling, I think, or something like that, on your seduction video.
Yeah, what about it?
Oh, not the mood. I just wanted to understand what you meant by that.
Okay. All right, mood versus emotions.
Mood is on
the surface, okay? That's like 919. He's stuck in the mood because her mood went from happy to crying over whatever she's crying about. So she reached to him because of the mood, okay? But what I'm saying as far as the emotion goes is it's how you make her feel when you're not around, okay? What I'm saying is when you're not around her, I always like to give this example. When you're not around her, how do you make her feel when you're not around where she messages you and starts to tell you, I'm thinking about you. I miss you. What are you up to? That's when you're tapping into the emotion. But see, most guys on the surface, you're tapping into a mood is what she's feeling at the time. She's always going to protect the emotions because emotions are underneath the surface. But most guys are going after the mood, quote unquote, what's between her legs, versus what's going on between her ears. So her mood has none of my business because she's allowed to feel whatever way she wants to feel, right? As long as I have
more like in the moment.
Yeah, well, but see, a mood, you can still get in through the mood, but because everybody has things that's going on with themselves, right? Everybody has things that's going on with themselves. They're in a mood, right? But her mood is not her. Let me give you an example. Your clothes are not you. It's just something that you put on. You see what I'm saying? But you put it on based on the mood or how you're feeling at the time. If it's cold outside, you're going to put on a coat, right? Because that's the mood. You see what I'm saying? But that's not the emotion. That's just the mood.
Yeah.
So she can put on coats and hats and shoes and purses. That's going to fit her mood. But most people are trying to attack the mood and not the emotion. You can't attack anything on the surface. So you're attacking makeup, eyeliner, weave, push-up bras. You're attacking all the bullshit that she cakes on her body to blind you from what the fuck she really is. You see what I'm saying, brother? You get caught up in the mirage of her, not the real her. You get caught up on what she paints on her face that to set her mood versus the one that goes beyond that current of stuff and goes below the mood towards the emotion.
That makes more sense.
Right. See, hey, wait. Smiling, laughing, blushing, thinking, reacting. Those are emotional triggers that can change a mood, right? That can open a door to get into those emotions. Remember, the mood is the first layer that you got to hit because there's no trust right there. She doesn't trust you, so her mood is going to be what? Guarded. She's going to be guarded because she's just not going to let anybody in on general principle. She's got to see what kind of person you really actually are behind the bullshit you're saying. Because remember, she's living in a bullshit world, right? She knows she's lying because she's covering her insecurities, right? So when she meets an average surface dweller guy, he's doing the same thing she's doing, but she does it better than him. So that means she can recognize it through him first. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you're trying to pretend to be or be interested in her life or you're interested in what college she goes to and all that silly shit that y'all do on the surface, that's why y'all stay in the mood because you're not going to hit the emotion because she's going to guard herself from you because she knows you're not being what? Authentic. You're just saying things to make her think that you're interested in her. Oh, yeah, where'd you go to college? Oh, wow, that's interesting. Really? Is it really interesting? No, it's not fucking industry. And I'm going to ask that shit because I don't give a fuck about that shit. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to ask about that shit.
Yeah.
But see, and when I don't ask about that, what do you think her mood's going to shift to? Well, why isn't he asking me about those things? So let me ask him why he's not asking. Then her mood's going to shift from guarded to what? Open, because she's going to want some answers. Open. Right.
Yeah.
You know, you're not even asking me what I do for a living. You're not asking me what school I go to. You're not asking me if the grass is blue and the sky is green. You know what I mean? You're not asking me anything.
Yeah.
And the truth is, the reason I'm not asking you, because I'm not asking about things I'm just not interested in. Oh, you're not interested in me? No. Listen, I'm not interested in the stuff that you talk to the average guy about. I want to know things about you that you don't tell people about. You know what I'm saying? See, I don't want to know the basics. I'm not a basic motherfucker, so I don't want to know basics. I don't want to know the basic things. I want to know the things about you that you have heavily guarded down there wrapped in by your emotions. That's where I want to go. I don't want to know that surface
shit.
That's
kind of like... That's like what Ty was like, because I was on the live when you were with Ty, and like the thing y'all were talking about, or I think it was that one, like, you know how you talked about go deep, not wide?
Yes.
Yeah, that's basically the same thing like that, right?
Well, kind of, yeah. You see, if you go wide, you're still on the surface. You're just going left to right. I'm saying go down.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you, see, we all have cores. And I want to reach the core because I'm trying to conquer. I'm not being Superman. I'm Zod. I'm Thanos. I'm Darkseid. I want to conquer. I can't conquer from the surface. Well, when was your last puppy? And what stories do you like to read? And what do you like to eat? And what you're looking for in a guy? And I don't give a fuck about that shit. I want to know shit about you. Yeah, you've never told anybody before. That's the shit I want to know. I want to know the good stuff. Because guess what? You know, when I learn that stuff, that means she does what? Trusts me. Not only trusts me, but sexually trusts me when we get as deep as I want to go. And when she can trust me with that information, don't you think she's going to trust me with her body at that point?
Yeah,
come on, man. Okay, so you good, my brother? I got to go to the Creed.
Yeah, thank you for that, all right?
No, respect. Great call, sir. We'll throw you back in. Great call, man. Hey, guys, real quick, let's go to the Creed real quick. All you guys that are listening right now, please, gentlemen, let's take a moment right now and let us all right now go into the dojo in our minds. Let's go to the dojo in our minds, gentlemen. Please write this down. Go mark this. Please say this to help you out so you can then learn how to create your own creed. This creed is for you guys. We've created it. Nobody else has. And we say this all the time, so we want to connect you. Here we go. I am the only one of my kind. That is my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up. I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you will get to meet the new me tomorrow, gentlemen. That's what I'm saying. So you guys soak that up, guys. Y'all got a question? Let me get to the catch up with the questions. Y'all want to call in, y'all can. We're chopping it up. Wait, before I read the questions, I just want to tap into what we're saying if you're just joining us and everything, gentlemen, and what we're talking about what happens when you stop working on your mind, okay? When you stop working on your mind, you become more open to stop believing in yourself, because what your mind begins to do when you're not working on your bid, you're not working on your four, you're not working with your scribe, you're not working with your marketing team, you're not working with your government, you're not working with your culinary school, you're not working with your drug lab, you're not working with your guy, you're not working with your detective, you're not working with any part of you. What happens is your mind then tries to fill in the gaps to what it thinks you need versus what you actually need. And this is what throws a lot of guys off when they start to meet women, because they reach for the wrong answers in their mind. And the wrong answers are what I say the judgments. Now, write this down. These are the six judgments, okay? These are the judgments that – these are where the judgment – excuse me, gentlemen. The judgments are formed here is when you allow your mind to take over. Because if you're in theater number one and you are living in theater number one, and if for those who understand what theater number one is that theater that you have in your mind right now that says that you're just – excuse me – you're just not good enough for yourself. That's theater number one. I just want to give you all an example. I'm just not good. I'm the victim. So once you're living in theater number one, you stop working on yourself, your mind fills in the gaps. And that's where the access information, the wrong one, service information is wrong, because all the judgments are all surface level judgments. Judgment number one, judgment of self. I'm too short, too ugly, too this, don't have a nice car, or whatever it is. That's a judgment when you see a woman. Judgment number two, you see a woman on the surface and you say to yourself, she's beautiful, she's sexy, she's gorgeous. Oh my God, she'll never like a guy like me. She looks like the kind of woman that would date a baller, a shot caller, a rich man, and a guy with money. And going back to judgment number one, I just don't have any money. I'm poor and broke, so I'm not the guy for her. That judgment. Then you go to judgment number three, and if you have the opportunity to talk to that woman, you'll start to try to fit into what you think her narrative is to like her versus, you know, what do you do for a living? When was your last boyfriend? What college? You know, you'll ask her a bunch of questions that you really don't give a fuck about because you think if I ask her about her and get her to talk about herself, that she's going to like me for just sitting there and just nodding my head. That's judgment number three. Judgment number four is when you look at another man and say, well, he has muscles. He's a better guy than me, or he has a nice car. He's better than me. You judge other men. Judgment number five is when you look at what another man's doing and you base what that man is doing as your truth. So if a woman turns down another man on Mars and you see that happening, you then take on that judgment to say she's going to treat me the same way. That's what those red pill motherfuckers got all y'all motherfuckers on, watching what happens to another man thinking it's going to happen to you. Then judgment number six is the world. You look and judge the world. You judge places and times and spaces and all these other places that you can't get or you can't do and you can't have. You always use other things as excuses. An example would be, you know what? The women in America are like this, so I'm going to go to Jupiter because those blue bitches in Jupiter will treat me better than these American women, not realizing that there's losers even on Jupiter. But that's when you, like, judge the outside. So I just wanted to kind of catch you up on that. But let me go ahead and ask some of these questions and stuff. Steve S. says, evening, Steve. Watching for a while, big surface dweller. Have very weak gain. Want to learn Might get kicked out of the class due to my dwelling mind before and all. No. You don't get kicked out. No, I don't kick. Listen. I don't kick people out for being a surface dweller. I kick people out that challenge game. I'm not a pill, a plate, or a saucer. We don't do any of that bullshit red pill shit over here. We're men. So, this is not Miyagi-Do where you can challenge Miyagi and question me. If you're questioning me, then this is not for you. If you're challenging me see, a lot of these guys out there want the world and me and everybody else to prove themselves to that person. Fuck, we don't have to prove shit to anybody but ourselves. What is the definition of confidence? What is your definition of confidence? See, don't fall in love with words. This is the problem. You're falling in love with a word called confidence, and you don't even know what it is. And you don't have to worry about my definition of confidence because I'm not you. And if I told you my definition and you ran, and the problem is I don't want you running with my shit. Learn your own definition of confidence by learning yourself. We get to the next one. Trying to catch up with y'all questions. I will check the phone lines in 1 second as we chop this up. Welcome everybody who is here. I hope everybody's having a good time. Please ask questions. We got you covered. And I want to thank you for the super chat, man. I do have patience with y'all. I do. I'm just saying to y'all guys, is why ask what in public? Okay, maybe Steve's talking to someone else. All right, so all right, Lincoln. All right, we already answered your question, Lincoln. You don't have to cap it twice. I already read your question and answered it. If you need more on that, call into the show because I don't understand why you want to know what is my. Okay, this is the problem, Lincoln. What I'm saying, what you're doing, and I don't think you understand what you're doing. When you ask another man what his definition is of, that means that you're trying to be whatever he is, and that it doesn't work that way over here. I don't want you to know my definition of confidence. Fuck what I think. What I'm trying to get you to do is find your own definition of confidence. Okay? That's what I want you to do. Because, Lincoln, you have your own definition of confidence. You just got to explain it to me so I can help you connect that plug into all of your parts so you can function correctly. What is your definition of confidence? And if you can answer that question, I'd love for you to do that. Call in if you'd like to. Your lines are open. 44 minutes to call in, gentlemen. Lines are open. Let's keep going. let's see here. I don't know, Steve S. I didn't see what you're saying. You got to ask the question again, put a cue there. Let's see here. Let me keep going. Here we go. He says... a small side quest, wanted to go to strip clubs, develop my conversation. Okay, Steve, one thing I tell anybody, stay away from the strip clubs. Stay away from them. Stay away from them. Your food there. When you walk in, you're walking into a building where you're running into women that have more game than gold diggers. You're running into the top, filet mignon or some whatever the best meat of the cow or the bull. You're running into the top place where they know game. You stay out of there. Because if these women get hold of your ass, you're going to give them your bank account, your social security number, and your fucking stool samples and shit. Because they will talk you out of everything without even giving you any pussy. So don't try to talk to them. They know how to play you. Okay? They know how to play you. Okay? So don't do that, man. They don't stay out of the strip clubs. Stay out of the strip clubs. Jordan, have you started? Already watched it. I binged it. I already watched J-Dog. I binged it. I'm on another Viking show. If I find my joystick, I'll tell you what I'm watching. I am watching a few things. I'm watching a Pieces of Her. It looks like the woman is a spy or something. But let me see. I'll tell you the thing. It's like a four-season thing I've been watching. It's another Viking show. The new one I already watched. I binged that one. I already done that one. So the one I'm watching is called, where the fuck is it at? Oh yeah, The Last Kingdom. I'm watching that right now. I'm trying to catch up with that shit. So that's what I'm on right now and shit. Let's keep going with your questions. Let's see here. Let's keep going here. Try one more time. I got you. Wait, Sauce. Okay. Listen. Okay. Sauce. I'm going to let you listen. Look, Sauce, I'm doing you a favor. Listen to me. Most guys would just keep you around because they're a cult. I'm doing you a favor. When you talk about no fapping and all that other stuff and tell me that I'm fapping and whatever, this ain't for you, brother. This is, we're men here. We're men. And this isn't for you. So with that being said, I wish you the best in your endeavors, and sir, but I got to block you and let you go, dog. I'm doing you a favor. You'll thank me later on with that because you don't need to be here, brother. You don't need to be here. You don't need to be here. Wait, let me get this question. I got to get super chat as well. I just lost the question. Hold on a second. Let me catch up on the questions. Wait. Oh, wait, let me catch up on the questions. Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. Let me catch up on the questions. Yeah, guys, I'm trying to help y'all out, man. E-Dog, I appreciate that, brother. Oh, wait, I already said thank you. I'm sorry. I just had to go back up. All right, Lincoln asked me a definition of consonants. I'm just trying to get back down as I kind of scrolled down accidentally. And I don't want y'all to feel like I'm skipping any of your questions. Let's keep going, gentlemen. We got you, man. We're going to do everything we can. Guys, y'all call in. You got a question, go ahead and ask. All right, just talked about the strip club. Talked about Viking. All right, I'm catching up now. All right, one more time. There we go. We're caught up. There we go. Okay. What do you think about content creators saying that you shouldn't learn game because, wait, what do you think about content creators saying that we or you shouldn't learn game because in the future you will not use game? Well, try one more time. That's like saying stop learning about yourself. That's what I'm saying. I see content creators teach theory because they don't actually know what game is. Everything you hear about theory is always above the surface. Game is internal. Game is learning about yourself and only you. And if somebody tells you to stop learning about yourself, if I were you, I'd stop listening to them because they don't want you to find your true self. They want you to mimic them and follow them and regurgitate their bullshit. So what I would say to you, brother, is you got to watch out who you listen to. How do you know if she's playing games and not interested? I already told you about that. How do you know? You know by asking for what the fuck you want or telling her what you want to do and either she's going to be down or she's not. That's all. It's not hard. Okay. He says, I'm addicted to my phone. How do I stop? I don't understand what that means. I don't know what addicted to your phone means, sir. If you can give me more information, I would appreciate that. Let me see. I think we, all right. Well, JJ, game is, okay, this is what game is. If game was a video, game is this right here. This is game. What you see right here is you are the only one of your kind based off of this, what you see right there, your fingerprint, okay? So what game is learning your own language of how you move for yourself and nobody else but you by finding out who you are, by internally creating a world in which you operate in, where you create worlds to yourself, where you have your own studio. You have your own guide who guides you every day. You have your film room, and this is what we teach you. You have your boardroom. You have your motherfucking war room. You have your scribe, your mental weight room for mental toughness. You have your class for your imagination, your sexual imagination. You build your culinary school where you put flavor in her eyes and flavor in her ears. You create a library where all your information is stored. You have your own government and how you move for yourself. You have your warrior that conquers and also protects the land. You have your sexual amusement park. You have your marketing team. You have your drug lab. So all these things are considered game because what it is you finding those things in yourself and operating off those things and don't operate off of another man. If that's the closest thing I can tell you what game is. But to sum it up, game will always be internal. It's not external. It's not your clothes, your height, your car, your muscles, and all that other silly shit. It's here. It's something that you'll never reach it. You'll never reach game. If you're learning game and a student of game, okay, because I started at 9, okay? I started when I was 9 years old, okay? I'm 50 right now. I'll never reach it. I'll never reach it until the day I die because that means I can't do it anymore. That's when I will hit my pinnacle and my death because at that moment I cannot grow anymore. Well, I don't know what happens after that, but I'm just saying at that point where I stop breathing and my heart conks out on my cake ass, that's when I will hit manhood because that's my end because there's no more. There's no more after that, okay? So that's how deep it is, young man. Let's keep going. Let me see if Steve S says seeing any date. I think it's one good example of confidence and assurance in oneself. But a man is too honest. Sniper out. Well, Steve S, don't. Okay, Steve S, the worst thing you can do when you don't have game is tell motherfuckers what you think game is. Please don't do that, sir. That you're talking about some surface dwelling shit, brother. No, please don't do that. You're doing more harm than good, okay? You're doing more harm than good, okay? Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. But if not, let me continue. So, gentlemen, see, when you don't grow yourself and you don't know who you are as a man, you start to put your priorities in reaction. You start to make excuses priority. You start to make victimhood priority. You start to make you not a priority, but a priority to say, I'm not good enough. And if anybody gets with me, I'm the lucky one. And I've got to beg, and I've got to prove, and I've got to bend over backwards just to get her to acknowledge me. That's what you begin, because you begin to lose control over your life. And for some of you guys, you wake up every morning and you hate waking up in the morning because every day you're getting beat down by thoughts of saying that you're not good. You're no good. You're too short. You're an idiot. And if you say that, people are going to judge you. Your brothers or your sisters are walking all over you. Your mom is borrowing money for you and not paying you back. Your friends are just doing whatever they want to do. Everybody's walking all over you. But you created this because you have never got a grip on your life. You don't have, when you are not cultivating your mind, gentlemen, you don't have the strength to even go through the obstacles that come along the way to try to slow you down. And that's life. Life is always going to come and knock you over all the time and keep its foot on your neck. And you'll consistently get punched down, beat down until you tap up or give out or give up. And then what's going to happen is every woman that you walk by, every woman that you see online, or every woman that you try to talk to, all of a sudden, you're going to blame those women for being, there's something wrong with them. You're going to start to look out of the window and begin to blame everything that is wrong in your life. You're going to start doing that. Because yes, there was a time you made yourself a priority, but you kind of forgot how to do that. So what you begin to do is it moves you in a way where it begins to hurt you. And then the hurt becomes anger. The anger becomes confusion. Then the confusion becomes loneliness. And you have that concoction. And part of you says, I need to find somebody and I need to be a part of something. But what I'm trying to tell you guys out there is, listen, all my dogs out there, there's a group waiting for you, man. There is a group waiting for your direction, waiting for you to lead them. And it's all right here. It's not the motherfuckers you join those Facebook groups and all that shit. Those aren't the ones. You're neglecting what's inside of you to hang out with people outside of you because you think, and they really have your best interest, okay? They think that, okay? All right. Abel, yes. The answer is yes, sir. I don't even know why you would ask that question. Anyway, but what I'm saying to you guys is this. What's important here is, as the game goes, hold on, let me get this question right here. So we don't want to let our lack of possessions define us as getting women, but how do you deal with the high quality? Well, wait a second. But E-Dog, whoa, E. I'm lost here, my brother. What is a high quality woman? What the fuck is that? Please, I'm not trying to be a dumbass. I'm not trying to be a dick. Excuse me, not dumbass. I'm not trying to be a dick. What the fuck is a high quality woman? E, can you tell me what a high quality ant is? Can you tell me what a high quality piece of grass is? Can you tell me what a high quality cloud is? Can you tell me what a high quality tree or leaf? Can you tell me what a high quality squirrel is? Can you tell me what a high quality worm is or fish? I mean, my God, what the fuck is a high quality woman? You've already lost the battle before you even walked out your door because you're making women special. You already lost. You already lost. I it's sad. But how do you deal with high quality women when you can't afford to be in places where they mingle? Who the fuck says you? Wait. Brother, $4.30, or was it $4.35? I think it was like $4.35 at Kids Kingdom, an hour. Two buses to save gas money on my car. Small-ass apartment. Ramen noodles, hamburger helper, cereal, and TV dinners. And you want to know why I got some of the bad women? Because I still got the right to go to art galleries. I got the right to go to theaters and places where those who have money mingle. What the fuck you mean I can't be in those places? I can go anywhere I want that I'm allowed to go into. But see, you've already killed yourself on your mindset because you don't even feel that you're good enough to be in those places. So stay the fuck out of those places, man. Those places aren't for you. Stay out then. Stay out of there. For example, the woman who would not be – wait, but I'm so close to kicking you out, man, because you look at the judgment you're placing, dog. You can't even talk to women, but yet you want to sit here and judge a woman. You're judging someone you haven't even met yet. What? Look at the statements that you're saying, man. You've got to listen, brother. If this is how you feel, you might be in the wrong place. We're men. We don't talk. We don't talk bitch shit. I'm sorry, man, but dude, I can't help you, man. If you're talking like this, man. And here's the worst part about it, man. You're like, you're saying all this shit about women, but yet you two chickens shouldn't even talk to a woman. Wait. Wow, that's sad, man. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open, guys. Y'all want to call in. 563-999-3056. Open 26 more minutes, guys. The lines are open. If y'all want to call in, please call in. You got a question, go ahead and ask the question. But this is what I'm saying, man. This is like, this is the guy I'm talking about, that E guy. He doesn't have the strength to even make it on his own. He doesn't, and if you don't have the strength to get on your own, how you gonna get it? How you gonna have the strength to get out of the dark place you're in right now? You're in such a dark place right now and you don't even realize it. Because you think the world owes you something. You think women are terrible, yet you won't even they're terrible, yet you want them. They're so bad, why the fuck do you want them if they're so bad? You're mad in such a dark place. You're mad at the fact of how you were born. You're mad at you. And this is why you need to learn game, man. Game teaches you how they are not a good enough for you. Game teaches you to know about life and to know that life and the game and time, they always gonna keep moving. See, E, in your world, you want everybody to stop for your fucking ass. You want everybody to stop. You want time to stop for you. Life to stop for you and the game to stop for you and just sit there and say, well, come on, E, today is the day. Can you come out and play today, please, so we keep moving on? Man, you got everything all fucked up, young man. This is sad. But this is why, okay? This is why most of y'all will never overstand game. Because the places that you're at right now and how you're thinking, you got to keep trying to remind yourself that I hate myself and remind myself that I'm not good enough and remind myself. And then because you're open, now listen, E, I know it's going to sound crazy, but you're worse than that poor little kid when a stranger walks up to this poor little kid and say, I lost my cat. Can you get in that white van and help me find Muffin? Oh, I miss my cat. Can you help me? And I know you think that's funny, but let me tell you why you're worse than them. Because you're a grown goddamn man with thought. Those little kids are innocent. They trust damn near everything. You have thought. And yet, you're following that red pill shit. You're worse than them little poor little kids who don't have thought, who are very trusting, who will think about the poor little cat and get in that van, unfortunately. But you're worse than them because you have thought and you're still doing that stupid shit. Ask yourself the question, what would you be if there was no Matrix movie, motherfucker? Hopefully that can shift your thinking. Look at, you're a grown man with no thought. I mean, blaming everybody is not going to get anything. Wait, do you think blaming women is going to change the price of gas? You think blaming women for everything is going to change anything? No, women don't give a fuck about you. Nor should they. Nobody wants to be around a weird motherfucker, man. Poor little kids. All they want to do is make sure that guy finds his poor cat, his dog, or whatever the fuck he tricks him in. Poor fucking kids. Because they're young and they're innocent. They're young and they're innocent. You are old with knowledge and you are fucking following theory. What, you're worse than them poor little kids. That's bad. When you sit around and believe the shit that they're telling you. Geez, even the kids that like will stop a little bit, be like, well, that's a scary van. I don't even know if I should go in there. Shit, I don't know. You're like them dumb motherfuckers on Friday the 13th. No, Jay just fucked somebody up. What, no less than a week ago, they clean off the blood and everything and say, hey, Camp Crystal Lake is open again. Hey, I got an idea. Let's go to Camp Crystal Lake. Oh, I know a great lake to go to. Yeah, it's like you're the same guy. And it's just mind-blowing. It's just mind-blowing. God, it doesn't – oof. Is it best to train a woman – how to treat me before or after she does or say something stupid? Wait, I'm trying to understand what you're saying. Is it best to train a woman how to treat me? It's a great question, but I ask you to lose just common sense. Richie, my brother, when you go to a job, the job says, welcome to our job. This is our standard. This is our expectations of you. And if you can't do what we're asking you to do, we're going to write you up one time. And if you fuck up again, you're gone. Don't they tell you that? Or do you think they say, hey, welcome to Williams & Williams. Do whatever the fuck you want to, and then I'll tell you when you're fucking up. Come on, dog. It's not – I see what you're asking, but y'all have to stop putting these women on a fucking pedestal like they're special. Like you've got to treat them with kid gloves, man. Freelance, you motherfucker. Freelance, I thought Freelance. Fuck you, Freelance. Ah, damn it, Freelance. I'm trying to keep it below Freelance. But what I'm saying to you, Rich, is a great question. I just want you to think about it, brother. It's a great question. But when you are one with yourself, all right? When you're one with yourself, you don't have to ask this question. You just know that, listen, and it's okay to let her know, I'm a drama-free man. Anybody brings, let me check the phone lines while I'm talking. Anybody brings any drama in my life, they're gone. That's it. You don't have to, do that, man. You don't have to, and I appreciate it. It's a respect, dog. It's good. I'm not tough on you, but it's just good. There are no dumb questions. Now, listen, gentlemen, let me say this shit. If I'm hard on you, it's because I know you have potential. Now, I'm not trying to knock you. There are no dumb questions because you're trying to learn, and it's okay. But that E guy, that I don't know if he's trying to learn. That's why he was on a cusp, because a lot of young men who are just, again, I get it. High school was tough for you. You felt like you were an outsider, and you felt like you were missing out. And you felt like you just, you know, I'm just not important. And that shit carried over to college, where you didn't have experience with women. And then you met girls in college and you just didn't know what to say or didn't know what to do. And you began to get a little bit frustrated with it. And then you started getting mad at yourself. Or maybe you said something wrong or said something to a woman and she laughed at you or ridiculed you or something, and then that made you that much mad, and it just made you more mad and angry and more confused, to a point where you were like, damn, I feel lonely, I hate this, I hate my life, I hate how this is going. And then some fucking false prophet walks up to you and says, hey, how you doing? You look like an orange peel or a blue banana or a green pear or a sapphire grape. Hey, come over here. I understand you, man. I get it, man. Man, these women can be tough, but hey, man, you need to check out this YouTuber. It's called Pumpernickel. Yeah, man. Yeah, it shows you that you don't need women in your life. Fuck these women. See that? That's harmful. God damn it. When we were a little kid, when I was a little lad, even Smokey the Bear told my ass, when I was on fire, to stop, drop, and roll to protect myself. But these guys are not doing that, man. These guys are hurt. These guys are harming you. After a conversation with a woman, I ran back in my mind, think I should have said things better, not for them, but for me. Even though the conversation went good itself, developing my just negative talk. Well, Steve, that's okay. Steve. That's why I always tell you guys. Now, Steve, write this down. Matter of fact, I'll show you. Hold on, let me show you on the phone. Let me show you what I'm talking about, because I want you to see this shit, man, because maybe y'all don't see this shit. Maybe y'all just too lazy to look for that shit. Let me pull that shit up for you. Let me see here. Ooh, I just had it. Wait. All right, let me show you. Let me just play it. All right, you see this right here? Oh, wait, let me start it from the beginning. Go to Netflix. And this thing will turn on, right? Y'all see this? It'll turn on, and what it will do, wait, it's not starting yet. It's just all this shit. Okay. It'll start off with a small amber, and you turn off all your lights. Look into the fire. The fire is where you collect your thoughts. You look over your day. I'm telling you, by the time it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'm not saying this ain't no meditation shit. I just want you to turn all the lights out, turn on that Netflix thing, turn on the fire or on YouTube, however you want to do it. Look in the fire and just look over your day. Have your notepad, your pen. Okay, this is what I said. But why did I say that versus what I should have said this? What did I do here versus there? So you're doing it right, but you've got to keep going forward. Don't just be satisfied with doing it one time. Let me check the questions and everything. Let's see here. What is the most effective way to soak up all the game without leaving it? Well, Sleepy, this is why I tell all you guys, the first thing you must do, don't worry, don't think about me. What I want you to do, and I always push you this is the most important person in your life right here. Introduce yourself to this guy right here. This motherfucker's like your shadow. And what you guys don't realize, even right now, he is taking notes and dictating stuff. When you're messing up with a woman, he's taking notes. When you're knocking yourself down, he's always taking notes. So if you know he's always taking notes, why don't you give him the right notes to use by scribing everything that's going on, how you think, how you move, how you want to put your bid in with a woman. And this is the process, okay? Everything is a process, okay? So I don't want you to look at it in an effective way, because if you're using the word effective, see, that's a trick word. See, you want something in an effective way, but sometimes being effective puts more pressure on you. I don't want you to look for creative, and I don't want you to look for effective. I just want you to do something basic. Learn your scribe and begin to write down in your notebook. Where's I told you the most powerful book. I don't have where I had it. I don't know where I put it at. Oh, hey, guys, look what I got. I want to show you, introduce you his name is Negan. I want to introduce you to Negan. I'm gonna give him a better crib and shit, but I'm gonna give him a better cage. His cage didn't come in, so he kind of pissed at me right now. I'm gonna give him a big ass cage and shit. His name is Negan. It's my dog, like my, you know, Negan the Bat, you know, Negan Walking Dead. Anyway, but hey, Sleepy, what I'm saying to you, brother, is this, Sleepy. What I'm saying to you is, what's important here is to make sure that you don't try to do it because you want to attack fear. Don't do it because you want to have confidence. Don't do it because you want to change. Because if you're doing it for those reasons, you're automatically going to fuck up. I know that sounds crazy, but that's the trick that your mind plays on you when you try to tell it what you're trying to do. Don't look to change fear, confidence, or to look for effective ways. Start to just process and do the processes. Don't ever, because remember I tell y'all new guys, all y'all new guys, remember December 31st when that ball was dropping for, you know, 12:59 and fucking 50 seconds, and it was countdown, and y'all counting it down, and y'all looked at people like, man, this is the year I'm going to learn game and shit. We're in the third month of the fucking year, and y'all still the same people. This is what I'm saying. I'm trying to tell you, you can't fight him. The one thing you cannot fuck with is this guy right here. You can't fuck with him. Don't try it. Don't challenge him. Don't say, I'm going to beat you, defeat you, knock you down. Do not say it or you will lose. He knows he's the best trickster. He knows you better than you know yourself. So that means he knows every move that you're going to make before you even make it, and give you enough rope so you can hang yourself. So remember, the game is very tricky. This is why I tell you, we've got to find a way to do it, okay? Let's see here. Let's keep going here. Let us keep going here. I just want to say, listen, look, D-Dog, listen. Listen. What's important, I'm not the only one. So I don't want you to think I'm the only one. There are guys out here that really care about you. I'm not the only one. My method of doing things, and I've been doing this for over 30 years, is to make sure that you are one with yourself. Fuck what I think. I don't want you to be like me. I don't want you to think like me. I believe you have everything that you have. We just got to find it again. But I appreciate the kind words. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Laid, made, paid. I like that. Laid, made, paid. Hey, man, had a breakup with this girl. Okay, had a year improving my – all right, well, okay. All right. Laid, made, paid. Let's talk about the losses here. You didn't really work on your y'all going to make me get the – see, I didn't want to go – y'all make me – I don't know why y'all keep making me go – see, you remember, guys, I used to have my whiteboard. I thought I could put the whiteboard down, but then trying to find a marker. All right, laid, paid, made. Let me show you something, brother. Let me show you – hold on. Let me show you where you're fucking up. Let me show you where you failed. This is where you failed right here. And again, gentlemen, please write this down. I don't complicate game, but let me check the lines real quick. Lines are open. 10 more minutes. The lines are open. 10 more minutes. Let me just break it down right here and show you where y'all guys go wrong. Matter of fact, let me do it the right way. Let me do it the right way. All right, there you go. I did it. I did it wrong. Okay. Now, this is better. I did it better. This is better. I had it sideways. Okay. So, here's the problem. The problem is you said you spent a year improving your body. You didn't improve your game. You improved your finances and all this other stuff, okay? All right? But when you interact with her, you simp out. I know the idea. I got dog. Okay, brother, I got you. We talked about this. If you listen to last, what was it? Which show was that? Thursday or Friday? I think Friday's show, I talked about that. I talked about that. But let me explain why your interaction is above the surface. You've never worked on the I am. You're working on the I do. Your money isn't you. That's what you do when you're a responsible person. Your body isn't you because your muscles can't text a woman. Okay? And I'm not saying don't have muscles, but if you have muscles to get women, you're doing it wrong. Okay? All right? So you're not doing well in all four. Okay, maybe on the surface as a surface dweller, but below the surface, you have not even worked on who you are or why you are or what you do. So when you interact with a woman, the reason you simp out is because that's what you're supposed to do above the surface. This is what I keep telling y'all. When you are not working on the parts you need to work on with, your mind is going to create what it thinks it should create for you, and that's to sabotage you. And the reason why you simped out is because you was always a simp on the surface, man. You're not a man yet because you're not here yet. Because you got to know what you do here, the I am, not the I do. What you do isn't who you are. When you have a clothes, cars, money, and all that stuff, okay, you get that because you're responsible. But this is not you. You change clothes. You change clothes during the months, winter, spring, summer, fall. You change clothes. It's above the surface. This is why you fuck up, because you're so about the I do, you don't know about the I am. And that's what's hurting so many of you guys. All you do is talk about money, clothes, status, cars, body, tall, how tall you are, and what you have, but you don't have nothing here. This is where the game begins. It doesn't begin here. Because let me show you something. Where is it at? Let me show you something, young man. I think it should be on my second page. I think my mind is working. It should be on my second page. So, young man, I don't know if you remember this, when we were talking about how the Matrix, like, fucking should have opened your eyes. Remember the thing, what he says about the Matrix? Remember he said that? He says, here's the thing about feelings, right? What did he say? They're much easier to control than facts. you remember the last Matrix should have cleaned up the fact that y'all were the joke. All that pill shit was a joke. But remember what he said in the Matrix. Here's the things about feelings, right? They're much easier to control than facts. And the fact of the matter is you're all in your fucking feelings. But here's the fact. Fact of the matter is when the dress doesn't kiss the woman's ass. The dress doesn't have to prove itself to a woman. The only thing that the dress does, it sets itself up and positions itself, and it is the woman that sees the value in the dress. The dress doesn't take the woman out on a date, but yet the woman invests in the dress. And how does she invest in the dress? The first thing she does is, what y'all see right there, she'll look at the dress. Second thing she'll do, she'll think about the dress. Some will walk past the dress. Some will walk past and come back to the dress. The next thing they'll do is they'll go look at the dress and see how much the dress costs. Or some will go to the rack and see if there's a dress in their size. Then some will grab the dress off the rack and go right to the mirror and put the dress in front of them. And some women will go into what is called a fitting room, put that motherfucker on where there's a mirror above and all sides to see how it looks on her. And she's already perfect. The moment she goes in that fitting room, that's the moment where she's almost ready to buy that dress. But the dress never changes for the woman. The dress always stays the same. The dress doesn't say, what do I need to do to get you to buy into me? Either you're going to buy me the dress or somebody else will. And if there's only a few of me out there, that means if you miss out on this opportunity, then the next person that gets it is going to feel like they're winning because they know you lost. But see, the dress, the makeup, the purse, the shoes are an I am. They are just there. They're not trying to prove anything to anybody. They are just positioning themselves and saying, this is who I am. Either you're going to look at me, wear me, pick me up, put me in the fitting room. I don't give a fuck. I'm not changing for you. Once you buy me, you can make alterations, but until you buy me, you either going to buy me or you get your ass on to the next one and let me wait for the next one that's going to buy me. That's how game is. Game will always be below the surface of the I am. This is what I'm trying to tell you, and this is what y'all don't see. It's so hard to see it. Let me check the phone lines real quick. 678, let me get you real quick. Got 2 minutes to go. Let me grab you real quick. 678, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve. Just a real quick question. I think I've been doing it all wrong.
Okay, what's
up? Does it do more harm than good to set a goal of learning game with a deadline versus just focusing on the process of learning game?
Yeah. Do you have your puzzle pieces?
Yes.
Did you set a deadline to when you're going to get that puzzle done?
No.
Or did you just put the puzzle together? Wait. Someone give me a light bulb moment. See that? You didn't set a deadline. You said you're just going to do it and put one piece at a time when you're ready to put a piece in this puzzle, right?
Right.
It's the same thing, my brother. Don't make the deadline. Don't put pressure on yourself.
I've been putting so much pressure.
No, don't do it. Please, don't. I'm begging you. Don't put pressure on yourself. Because here's the fucked up thing about the game. This is the fucked up thing. Today, you, everything that you built up, tomorrow is gone and dead. He's gone. Because you have evolved to a new you. So don't look at a deadline because your deadline will be 11:59:59 every goddamn night. That's your deadline to say goodbye to the person you love the most. You got to really – see, the thing is, and this is the most important part you got to understand, young man, or overstand. You're going to fall in love with that. When you cross over, it's going to be such a great feeling and such a love and admiration, devotion to yourself. And you ain't going to want to let that moment go. The thing that you love most of all, you ain't going to want to let them go. That's going to be the hardest thing in the world to do it the first time, to let that go. When you finally get it and everything's going right for you, and you're about, you got to let them go. You got to let them go. As much as you love him and as much as you are just fucking obsessed with him, you got to let him go because you got to usher in the new you. And it's so hard. So your heartbreak should be at 11:59. Letting go of the thing that you love most in your life, more than life itself, and you got to say goodbye to it. Now, of course, it's going to be tough the first time, but ushering the new you is like a breath fresh. It's like putting on a new pair of underwear or a new pair of boxers, you know what I mean, or a new piece of clothes. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be totally different, but you've got to be able. If you're looking at right now to set deadlines on you, you're doing it wrong. See, that's what your mind's doing to fuck you up. It's trying to force a deadline. And then if you don't reach the deadline, then it's going to say, ha, 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 see, you didn't get it. You suck. You ain't no good. See, I knew you couldn't do the deadline. You dumb motherfucker. You so sick. See, we don't want that. I don't want you to do it. That's what I'm saying. Look at the puzzle pieces. No deadline. It's just I'm going to do it one step at a time. I'm going to take my time. And those are small victories. But don't ever deadline something that's infinite. Does that make sense? You're infinite, okay? You cannot set a deadline on – that's like setting a deadline on lifetime in the game. You can't set deadlines on those things. Nor can you set a deadline on yourself. I got to be this way by this date. Can't do that. Because as soon as you say that, you've already failed because it's going to get you – it's going to get you to like the last minute of that time and just knock all your cards down. And that's going to make you that much more depressed. Or that much more upset. Does that make any sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Don't set a deadline. Just do it. You'll hit whatever you need to hit when you're ready to hit it. There is no deadline on being or seeing yourself for the first time. But where a lot of guys go wrong is they think it's got to be right now. I need a one-word answer. I got to figure it out. No, that's why I always push all the guys that listen to me to get your puzzle pieces, because when you get your puzzle pieces, it shows you time, patience, dedication, which you used to have. And the most important thing is doing the one thing he doesn't want you to do. And that is to begin communicating with yourself. When you start communicating with yourself, he becomes ostracized at that point. But right now, he's holding, he's doing everything he can because he wants to hold on. He's going to set that front up. He's like we're the Alamo type shit. This is the last point, man, guys. We got to fight. We got to fight this motherfucker. Right. He's trying to take over us. So don't look at end goals, because it becomes frustrating when you don't hit the goal. Don't do the goal or think of the goal. Think about the actions. Just keep focused on what you got to do, why you got to do it, and just do it. And don't set a time. Because remember, most of you guys, before you hit your core, you've got to get rid of all that red pill bullshit, all that hate, all that misogynistic, stupid-ass shit y'all saying, all that stuff. Think about that. You got to clean that out first. That's layers on layers of beliefs that you used to think was truth. See, when you thought that red pill shit was real, whatever they told you was real, that's a concrete layered slab that you must cut through. This is why the thing is 6, 7, 8, because this is a great question, but this is why a lot of guys out there fail, because they want it so fast, but they don't realize all of the jargon, all of that, okay, be on your purpose, concrete slab, metal slab, high value man slab, go overseas slab, single mother slab, SYSBM slab, money, clothes, stat. I mean, think of all that shit. And the only person that's got to be honest with itself is that you got to see where you're at. And a lot of people don't want to see that. They don't want to realize they want it like now. I want it now. But you can't have it now. Because you got to cut through. When someone told you that you are a blue, red, green, or purple pill or some shit like that, or go into monk mode or nofap or whatever, and you thought that was truth, you created a slab. Just think about that. So then you got to add up all that fucking theory and all that truth, those false truths, that you, all that hypergamy shit and all that stupid shit, all those layers. So you can't reach your core that fast. Because maybe a high schooler could reach it faster. Well, not even a high school, because most high schools will follow that red pill shit anyway. But you've got to go through every block of truth, because that's truth. That was your truth. So you've got to find a way to cut through that bullshit, and that's going to take time. But the question for everybody, and this is why everybody out there, I say, is different, is because you know what you've been watching. And what you've been watching just added up. Everything you said was truth. That's a slap. So people always say, well, how long does it take, Steve? How long can I get it? I can't tell you. You are the only one that can tell yourself. Does that make any sense, caller?
No, it makes perfect sense, Steve. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so it's not something that you can just do it in a day. You just can't do it. But once you're there, once you get to that last slab and break free, I promise you, you'll be the last one to know. That'd be the best. That's the best thing about it. Because everybody around you is going to start to see you're moving in a different way.
Well, damn. Well, that definitely helped me out a lot because I I've been doing it wrong. Like, you know, when I found your channel, like I'm gonna learn this game, but in 3 months time, and then three months go by.
Yeah. Hey, brother, I've been doing this for 49 years, and I'm still stupid. You see what I'm saying? Listen to what I'm saying. 49 right. years since I was 9 years old. 49 years, and I'm still stupid. Why? Because the moment I'm smart enough is the moment that I stop learning because I think I know it all. And I don't, when I say infinite, because that's what I'm trying to tell you, you're going to scratch the surface. But once you break through, it just goes on and on and on and on. And every day that you learn new things about you, your eyes going to turn green. Like, it's like you're going to, this is the feeling of how you're going to run yourself, women and all of this. I can't even describe it. I just can't wait for you to get there. Cause once you're there, it never stops. You're going to be a better and greater man. And women are going to see, the beautiful thing is that a woman can't read you no more because you're no longer on the surface. She can read you on the surface. She can read the surface dwellers, but she can't read us. And the only way to read us is to do the dumbest thing she can do is what? Invite us in. Because in her mind is, in order for me to study you, I think her greatest mistake is she thinks we are them. So she's going to invite you in, thinking that, well, I can study you closer once I let you in. But what she doesn't realize, once you in, she's fucked. She's fucked. You know, so it's just something to think about, okay, caller? But you have any other questions before I continue?
No, that was it. I appreciate it, Steve. Thank you.
All right, man, stand up. Great question, man. We'll throw you back in. All right, guys, let me go ahead and finish up some of these questions real quick. Why fear can't be beat? Fear, because fear, okay. How can I explain this the best way? Think about somebody that knows every move that you're going to make before you make it. How the fuck are you going to beat him? Think about this guy that knows how to make, with a whisper of a word can make you stop in your fucking tracks of talking to a woman. Do you actually think you're going to fucking, you think you're going to go knock on their door and fucking fight all these motherfuckers? You better leave him alone. I'm telling you, you can't win. You remember Rocky with like Drago and shit? Rocky, you can't win. Man, you better leave them motherfuckers alone, man. You better leave him alone, man. 13 says, what questions do I ask to make her? What questions do I ask to make her tell me? Again, sir, you're missing the whole point. I don't ask questions. I talk. I don't interview women. I just talk. You've already, see, let me tell you how your mind fucked you over. You're trying to get a trigonometry question answered when you can't even count from 1 to fucking 10. This is how bad it is. You're missing the whole point of all this shit. You're not equipped right now to even scratch the surface or get even in the door of her mind, brother. You can't even. Matter of fact, you're probably. Let's say. Let me show you the distance. Let's say Earth to a Pluto. Maybe that distance where you're at. You're nowhere near it, man. You cannot, dog. The problem is you gonna get ate the fuck up. You wanna know why? Because you're trying to go for heavily guarded information, and you don't even know the heavily guarded information on your motherfucking self. Come on, man. Stop. Thank you, L. Appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. No, that's a lie. This is. I can already tell you're lying. You don't set high expectations for yourself. That's wrong. That's wrong. You don't set your high expectations are a lie, man. You don't set them, and that's the lie that your mind is telling you. You don't set high expectations for yourself, brother. It's one thing to criticize yourself, but what I'm trying to teach you gentlemen that choose to be students of the game is, excuse me, not to criticize yourself, but to sit with your board members and just get answers. But see, you don't even know about that because you're not a student of the game. So you criticizing yourself is what you're supposed to do. Dog chasing its tail. You think by criticizing yourself, you're going, okay, all right, follow this. This is not, now you got to understand this is going to sting a little bit, but I'm sorry, it's going to sting. Let me explain what you're doing. You're on level one and you're doing everything on level one. Your thoughts are level one. Your actions are level one. Your behaviors are level one, right? But yet when you ask yourself a level 10 question, you're still just going to give a level one answer because you're only going to move to the level of your thought. So if you're criticizing yourself, not only are you holding yourself back to the level that you're on, you're, like I tell you, you're in the middle of the ocean poking holes in your boat and dumping water in your boat from the outside, and you're wondering why you're sinking. You're only going to seep to your level. You're not at level 10. Okay, I play video games, right? So if I'm a level one guy and I go up to a level 10 monster and I try to fight that motherfucker, I might get one hit. But by the time he turns around and smacks me, I'm dead. Because you can't fight with your level. You can't fight above your level. So all your criticisms and all your thinking is on your level, and that's why you're not moving anywhere, because you're not, you can only grow off of your level, and all you're doing is just pushing and digging in or staying above level one. You don't even know what a 2, 3, 4, 5 is. You think you know, but remember, I always tell you, there are things you know, there are things you don't know, then there's things you don't even know that you don't even motherfucking know. And believe me, you ain't on that level right there. There are people that watch things happen. There are people that wonder why things happen. Then there's motherfuckers like us that make things happen. And you're not there yet. But your mind wants to make you there yet. So it's really sabotaging you. Because you got to be a student. You can't do this shit on your own. I wish it was that way. Doesn't work that way, my brother. But you can fight as much as you want. I'm just being honest with you. I'm just being honest with you. I want you to win. Question. You mean that we already have charisma and confidence inside of us, meaning we already have everything? Yes. I always tell you guys not to believe me when I say that. Don't believe me when I say that. I know what I'm saying sounds like, you know, it's like a motivation or like an affirmation or something like that. Y'all think that when I say that to y'all guys, like I'm really trying to pump you guys up. But no, this is your truth. I'm about to show you your truth real quick before we almost wrap this up. It's your truth right there. The truth is that you had confidence, you had charisma, and you had a sense of fuck everybody else. What? I'm going to get to the egg. And that's why you're here. So you can never say that you didn't have it. You got it. That's why you're here right now. You're here because you got to the egg. You're here because you believed in yourself more than your brothers and sisters. That's why you're here. you're here because there were things and obstacles in your mother's body that were murking your brothers and sisters, and yet you pushed on. That's why you're here. This is not motivation. It's fucking truth. It's true. I'm not telling you. I'm not here to motivate you. I'm just telling you that's the truth, brother. That's the truth. That's the truth. Let's see here. G says, so if we shouldn't approach or spit game, if we have fear, what should we do to overcome that fear? Sit down with our scribe and come up with a bid that we're comfortable with. Yeah, you, there you go. Yes, that's it. Enough. That's it. You shall not pass. Yes, that's it. That's it. Absolutely. Hey, Champion Mindset, watch it. You'll see that they're making jokes. They're calling dude Chads, and you'll see. If you watch The Measure, they clean it up to show you all that shit you watching was fake. And they're showing you that those three movies were actually like video games. They're not real. It's all a fake. But you got to watch and see for yourself. Anyway, but yes, Gandalf, that's absolutely right. You got to learn your bid, brother. You got to learn your bid. Absolutely. Jay says, okay, is it okay to buy a woman's sexy clothes you want her to wear for you? Well, yes, if she's earned it. But here's the thing that you understand, Jay, dog. When you're a man and she sees you as a man, she's going to find a sucker, go to Victoria's Secrets with his credit card, and she's going to shop for you. She's going to get lingerie for you, sexy dresses for you, to a point where she'll call you up or won't call you and say, did you get my message? How do I look in these jeans? How do I look in this dress? And she's going to take pictures of her in the fitting room so you can approve of what she has on because she's doing it for you. Boy, it's going to be a beautiful thing when you see it, man. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Let me catch up. I'm trying to catch up with everything real quick. Let me see here. Nope, wrong place. Yeah, I don't recommend that kind of stuff. Why is laugh, blush, smile, think, react chosen? What is the science there? Okay, there is no science, but what happens is, okay, when you can trigger emotional responses from a woman, it separates you from everybody else. See, most guys meet a woman and they're like, well, oh my God, she's so pretty. Oh my God, let me just get this over with. Hey, what are you doing? What are you up to? Well, let me see what I can do. And they're playing so much defense, they're not even playing offense. We're always playing offense because what I'm doing is I'm giving her a sample of what it's like. How many times have we gone to the food court in the mall and you walk in the food court in the mall and the guy's like, hey, try food. Try bourbon chicken. Here, you like simple? Want simple chicken? Or somebody's like, hey, you want to try a sample of this motherfucking sub? Here's a sample. Would you like a sample? And when you try that sample, if you like it enough, not only will you go online to buy it then, but next time you go back to the mall, you'll do it again. Why? Because what we're doing is we're giving her a sample of why she should be fucking us. I'm not trying to make her laugh, smile, think, blush, react. I'm going to make her laugh, smile, think, blush, react by the way my bid is, by the way I talk to her. See, I know I'm in. And I always tell my students that if you can hit all five of those things, you damn near in. Because the average guy can only get past the smile. He smiles, she smiles. So I'll give you a smile, but it stops after that point because they don't know what to do next. Let's get to the next one. Let me see here. Trying to get to the last bit of questions. I gotta let him go. I think he was just kept asking the same way. I had to block him. I don't like guys that ask that same stupid ass question over and over again. Let's see here. Gotcha, Gandalf. All right, let me see here. Okay, so what I'm saying to all you guys out there that's listening, at the end of the day, what I want you guys to do, okay, at the end of the day, I want you guys to do, before you go to bed, all I want you to do, guys, is think about the graveyard. Before you close your eyes, think about the graveyard. And I'm the only one on YouTube telling you this, so it comes from me. Think about the graveyard. And always remember, gentlemen, everybody in there, they all had one thing in common. And that is they thought they had tomorrow coming. And we all don't know when our time is up. So if we don't know when our time is up, we want to live our lives like it was our last. Work on you. Be the best you that you can be. Okay? Be the best you that you can be. Shout out. I want to say thank you to the 144 likes. I really appreciate you guys. Shout out to you guys out there. Y'all are great men. And I do want to say thank you for that, man. It's very kind of you guys to do that. We're going to start just keeping that 2-hour shows and stuff like that. So I'm going to have to probably give y'all the credit or something. I'll see. But the way we got it, yes, it will be definitely we'll be doing that on Thursday. Yeah. So tomorrow I do a show with E. Tuesday morning, Lucario. Tuesday night, me. Then me on Thursday. Me on Wednesday. Me and T, Taekwondo, Thursday. And then we just keep it like that. But, yeah, but, gentlemen, this is here's the thing, Lady May Pate. Lady May Pate, listen. This is what I want you to do, okay, brother? This is what I want you to do, please. Please do this for me. When this show is over with, or tomorrow, okay, go to Walmart or the dollar store and just get a 100-piece puzzle set. That's all I want you to do, okay? Get the 100-piece puzzle set. Dump all the pieces in the place where you want to build that puzzle and rip the box up. Rip it, destroy that box. Rip it up and throw that box away. And take your time and start building that puzzle. Now, remember, you know the rules of the puzzle. Work the border first. Work your border. That's your square. Work your border. All right? And then from that point, outside in. Outside in. Okay? Now, what I'm going to do today, how many likes do we have, Tyler? Tyler, what's the total, guys? Come on, guys, give me the total real quick. All my dogs, what's the total? So, gentlemen, congratulations. Y'all get the record. All right, so I'm going to keep it at 2. Y'all going to get the record. If we would have did 3, y'all would have broke the record anyway. So, you guys, by the time we now see y'all, keep going up, because I'm going to, when I say goodbye, I'm going to answer that last total. So whatever that last total is, that's going to be the mark. So right now we at 161. All right, guys. So you guys out there, this goes away. To 162, y'all keep going. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to post it. You guys out there, you got the record. So March 6, 2022, when I do a show tomorrow, I can't do it with E tomorrow, but when I do my show Tuesday, 166. So y'all keep that shit up. All right. I'm telling y'all, that's going to be the marker, but I'm going to change the date. See, now y'all going to 170. See, now y'all being dicks, but I'm going to change the date. You guys hold the record. All you guys out there. And what I want to say to you guys, I am proud of you. I appreciate you. And this is why I do what I do. I want to say thank you, but you guys hold the record now. Now y'all got the record, and the record is, I got 170 right there. The record at 170. See, y'all about to beat the 179 in a 3-hour show. So y'all did it. 172. Okay. 172 is the record, but listen, now y'all being dicks. Come on, guys. Listen, guys, hold on a second. Let me do this for y'all. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Let's go. Y'all got the record. All right. Y'all got the record. Y'all got the record, you damn motherfuckers. Okay, thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I got it. Listen, I'm going to count now. I'm going to write the record down. All right, now. We got 10 seconds. In 10 seconds, I'm going to ask for the final. You got 10 seconds. So where we got 10 seconds? 10, 9, 8. Now, hey, wait, Freelance, when I count it down, when I get to zero, Freelance, whatever we have, that's our number. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What do we have our total? What's our total right now? 181. That's it. Can't go no more. 181. That's the record. That's it. Okay, I can't go. Hey, 181. That's the record. Listen, gentlemen, I will change this. The date is going to change. 180. I'll give y'all the three. Now, look, y'all, I ain't going to break that. See, y'all, listen, guys, I keep telling y'all, so y'all trying to be dicks now. See, if I take Ronan's 184, wait, what's it, 184? I take that 184, guys. That's going to be, it's going to be a hard record to break. Y'all, fucking dicks. Y'all got the numbers up. All right, look. All right, that's it. It goes, that's it. That's the record. Okay, so this will change. It will say 3622, and it's going to say 185. That's it. Well, that's the record. That's it. Y'all have beat the record. Y'all have just lived in Man Mindset Infinity. Y'all, the bell is rung, guys. Thank you very much. Y'all need me. It's the Dean. I gotta go change all this shit and put 185. Y'all are the best, guys. Celebrate this moment. Give yourselves a pat on the back. Buy yourselves a beer because you guys, the 185 on 3622, have broken the motherfucking record. Jay, goddamn it, Jay. Thank you, man. Thank you. They did it, man. They did it. They are great, man. One more time for y'all guys, man. One more time for you guys. That's my dogs. One more time for my dogs, man. I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. Y'all are great, man. I am so proud of you, motherfucker. No, we're going to get 180. We'll keep that 185. But that is good. But, gentlemen, man, y'all got questions, y'all want to give me the manmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. I got to go change my whole platform now to 185 because of you guys. Man, y'all need me. Get at me. I'm the Dean. Hey, we got a show tomorrow with E. Make sure y'all show up and show out, man. We out.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the Dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Ay, just like that, man, mindset. Gotta come back again. Ay, just like that, man, mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.